straight out the call. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. So I know some guest speakers I'm really looking forward to hearing from. You know, quick reminder, we're just a few short weeks out till we're going to Las Vegas, and I really encourage you guys to make sure that you sign up for the More Success Team Breakout, and you do that by going to moresuccessteam.com. It's going to be a fantastic event to kick off the convention, and you don't want to miss it. But you really to get things kicked off tonight, it's really an honor and a pleasure for me to be able to introduce this next individual. She's been with Legal Shield now for several years, one of my top executives, directors out of the Houston marketplace. Been absolutely doing phenomenal things over the last couple of years, and just last week wrote her 1,000th personal membership sale. And I just want to congratulate her and give her a few minutes to share with the team. And that's none other than Ms. Sherry Bradlin from the Woodlands, Texas. Sherry, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, and congratulations. That's quite a milestone in your Legal show career, and we just want to say congratulations in front of everybody tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I was so excited when I noticed that I was getting so close to the 1,000-app mark, and I just have to thank your whole family, your dad, your grandpa, for always supporting Tom and I. You know, we were just talking about this before we got on the call that, you know, we're definitely not the fastest horse in the race, but we've stuck it out. We'll have our 5-year anniversary next month. And, you know, I just encourage people, don't ever give up. It doesn't matter however long it takes. Just stay in. And I think for us staying in Performance Club, always knowing that was, you know, non-negotiable, it has helped us tremendously in just increasing the goals a little bit each year. Slowly but surely you make it. And hopefully the momentum will just keep growing and it'll be faster before we hit the 2,000 app mark. That's the goal anyway.
Well, Sherry, we just want to say thank you and congratulations to both you and Tom. You guys are phenomenal people. And again, congratulations on writing your 1,000th personal membership.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you for all your support over the years.
Well, it's my pleasure. And with that, let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. I also want to congratulate Ms. Sherry Branda. She's doing an awesome job, her and her husband, Tom, down in Woodlands, Texas. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the good work. I also want to remind everyone that tonight's call is being recorded and will be available on our moresuccessteam.com website for future playback. Also, Jeremy, I know you mentioned the International Convention. It's coming up in just 16 days in Las Vegas, and we're going to be having our More Success Team breakout session actually on Thursday, April the 3rd. And I want to let everyone know that this year we're going to be giving away $1,000 in cash at the breakout. Everyone that qualifies for Performance Club this month and that is actually at the breakout session will be entered into a drawing. Third place is $200, second place is $300, and first place will be $500. Also, we have some special award recognition pieces that will be awarded to everyone in Players Club at the breakout session. So, again, anyone that qualifies for Performance Club and is actually at the breakout in Vegas will be entered into the drawing. And, you know, we're also going to be having tons of recognition, awards, prizes, and some additional cash prizes that are going to be awarded during the breakout. So if you haven't yet registered, again, I want to encourage you to go to our website, which is www.moresuccessteam.com, and get registered tonight. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner with over 32 years leading our team, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy, and that's a little over 30 years, Randy. But you know what? I'm so proud of my boys. When I say boys, all my grandkids and great-grandkids and my son are all my boys. I'm proud of Randy and I'm proud of Jeremy, the leadership that they show, and I want to thank them. And Sherry Branda is an outstanding lady with her husband. And Randy, before I even introduce this special speaker tonight, which I'm thrilled and honored to have on the call, steps right up, a good friend to the team. I want to just say congratulations to we had several people. I don't know if I can cover them all tonight. They got the Jamaica trip, and that's Randy and Pat Moore, Ken, Shirley Moore, Millie Baker, Dave, Gene Peterman, Harold Pinson, Donna, Sarah Bryan, Jimmy Parrish, Sherland, and John DeGatta, Linda Bowden, Alex Gardner, Rona Unsel, Ricotta Birch, Billy Mac Jones, Judy and Bruce Johnson, Kyron Warren Kennedy, Dave and Wendy Hall, Jack and Sally Gilbert, Amber and Damien Sheber, Linda and Ray Reels, Kent and Darlene Too, Christopher Hughes, and Brandon and Amelia San Diego, Ryan Burns, Mark and Leslie Udy, Deanna DeBell, Daniel Tarrant, and Nick. Annika Marshall, Stephanie Boley, and Tammy Horn. There's a slew of them, Randy. I think there's probably some more, but I just don't have time tonight. But I want to congratulate each one of them. They're going to have a wonderful time in Jamaica. Just one of the things when you're in a Legal Shield, a great company with a great cause, great pay schedule, and with some great speakers. And one of those great speakers is a gentleman that has wearing a million-dollar ring. Folks, that very seldom happens, but it does happen. It will. It has happened before. It will happen again, but this gentleman has achieved that. He's a Platinum 2 jacket earner, a former co-CEO of Prepaid Legal Millionaire Club. I could just go on and on and on. There's so many accolades, but I guess what I should do is just get down to the real facts. A gentleman that I respect, a gentleman I consider a friend, Mr. Mark Brown.
Well, thanks, Ken and Randy and Jeremy. Can you hear me okay, Ken?
You hear you loud and clear, Mark. Go right ahead.
Well, great. I'm just honored, always honored to be on your call, and I appreciate, you know, you folks and all your great team. And it is the team that makes our business, in my opinion, really regardless of the organization you're in. You know, I do believe this is like a family. And I'm honored to be on the call tonight. And I'm just going to tell you real quickly for the folks listening. Some of you probably heard my story. I always, kind of like what Wilburn Smith always used to do, I kind of never changed what I do because it worked pretty well from the very beginning. And I kind of want to tell the story, Ken, just kind of how I got started and a couple of things I learned along the way. And you know, it will be 20 years very shortly that I've been in this business. And that just kind of blows me away as well. I know you've been in a lot longer. 20 years, though. Coming up on 20 years for me, it just seems like I started yesterday and came to the Ada Country Club and met Mr. Stonecipher and saw his vision, his passion, saw the belief and commitment he had. I met yourself. I met Wilburn Smith, just a lot of the great people that are in our business. And unfortunately, some are deceased but are still with us, in my opinion. And so I just kind of want to tell everybody that story. We just it's just been a marvelous business, but it's getting better all the time. And part of that is because our world continues to become more complicated. And what we have product-wise, everybody needs even more than they did when I started 20 years ago. And so here's kind of what happened to me. I owned a printing business for 18 years prior to working this Legal Shield business. And as I still own that printing business, I had a serious situation come up that I needed legal help, and I was like everybody in the world. I tried to handle it myself and ignore the problem. And I started, it was a company that had me owing a lot of money that I did not owe, and I was starting to lose sleep over it. I was becoming unproductive, and a printing customer of mine told me about the membership, the Legal Plan membership. I was skeptical, but I bought it, and I used it the very next week, and I simply called the law firm here in Texas where I reside, and they answered my questions. They reviewed some documents that I had signed. They studied on it for about a day, day and a half. They wrote a letter on my behalf. A week later, almost to the day that I originally called in, I got a letter back. Actually, the law firm got a letter back and sent it over to me. We got a letter back exonerating me of all these charges, and that, you know, I was just blown away by that, and I'm not telling anybody here on the call that it was a magic letter. or a magic law firm or anything of the kind. The magic was I never left my office to get that done. The magic was the access that I had that I didn't have before. And I was not an associate. I was not a marketing person. I was just the owner of the membership. But I can remember standing in my office that day, you know, saying if everybody could feel like I'm feeling right now, I don't see why everybody doesn't have this membership. And I wasn't even thinking about marketing it at that time. I was just so blown away. I think everybody probably on this call, Ken, at one time or the other, had a serious problem of some sort. And somehow you got that problem handled, and it was like you could breathe again, something you've been worrying and fretting over and not knowing what to do and scared and intimidated. And all of a sudden that problem goes away and you feel like you can live life again. The sky is bluer, food tastes better, everything's good. And I just could not believe that there was a way to get access to the legal system other than how I used to try to do it, which was beating my head up against the wall because I knew I couldn't afford it, scared of the cost and intimidated by the whole thing. So I did what most people do, try to handle it themselves, ignore it. And I was just blown away by this. So what happened to me, here's kind of what happened to me and how I started this business and built it. For the first couple of weeks after this had happened, 2 or 3 weeks, every human I came in contact with, now remember, I wasn't trying to sell anybody anything because I wasn't thinking about selling it or marketing it or anything of the kind, but every human I came in contact with, I told that story to because I was so knocked out that this could happen. I'd never seen it happen before. Never experienced anything like that. The legal system was always a pain in the rear end to me. And I had to tell everybody the story. And it was, you know, I probably took a couple minutes to do it. And I just said, man, this product, you got to have it. At the time, it was called Prepaid Legal Services. I don't know anything about it except I think it's in Oklahoma. But I'll tell you what, if you can find out about it, you need to get it. Because I feel like a new person. And I did that for a period of time until it finally dawned on my wife and I one day that, you know, I'm telling everybody about it. People are interested in it. Maybe there's a business here. And I wanted to get out of the printing business anyway. I was about done with that. And so I went to Ada, Oklahoma and got a tour through the home office and found out you couldn't front end load anybody with what we have. You couldn't own a garage full, trunk full, warehouse full of these memberships, these legal plan memberships. You can only own one. You can only sell one at a time or per person or per family. And when I found out that I could make a living selling a product if I never recruited anybody, I told my wife, I said, well, if you can make a living selling a product, it's kind of a litmus test to me. If you can make a living selling a product, if you never recruit anybody, that just means you can recruit with impunity. You've got a real, real business. So I became an associate. And I became a full-time associate April 1st, 1995, and got my license in Texas May 1st, 1995. In Texas, back in those days, you had to have kind of an insurance license, so it was a little bit harder situation to do than it is today in Texas. And I became a full-time licensed associate May 1st, 1995, and I haven't stopped since. And the whole key to it was what happened to me and telling this story to these people and not trying to sell them anything because I couldn't sell them at the time. So what happened when I became an associate and got licensed, I went back and talked to the people that I had told the story to, and a large majority of them got in the business with me, bought the membership, and I was off and running, and that's kind of how I've ran my business ever since. I like to tell people what this product can do for you. I like to visit with people, I like to bond with them and let them know what this can do because it literally, the product alone literally changes your life. And in the complicated world we live in today, even far more complicated than back in 1995, you got to admit that today there's words in our vocabulary that in 1995 we never used. If in 1995 I'd said I was going to Twitter somebody, Ken, I'd probably gotten arrested. It's just a different world we live in. We've all got Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts and YouTube accounts and LinkedIn accounts, and we've got the internet, we've got voicemail, and we've got all kinds of apps and all kinds of things. And everywhere you turn, the world is kind of turning on you. Whether you're dealing with the Target discount retail chain, and I just got a new credit card sent to me because I'd used one at Target, and they were afraid that It could have been compromised. Everywhere you turn, folks, there's people trying to get you. And I'm not being paranoid. That's just the way it is. I have a Google alert, among other alerts, that alert me to things like ID theft and legal situations. And everybody has got a problem. Everybody is dealing with issues almost every day. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do. They don't know what their rights are. And, folks, here, I'm convinced that if you don't have experts to help you, you can live a very ineffective, unproductive life, because there's time stealers in life. We only have so much time in the day, and you need experts to help you. My motto for our business, just my little personal thing, is let the experts do what they do best so you can go back and do what you do best. Now, I am not going to be the best plumber, the best auto mechanic, the best accountant, the best lawyer, the best whatever that we have to use every day. I need to get people that are experts to do those things to keep me going so I can go out and do what I do best, which is talking to people about the great Legal Shield membership, our identity theft membership, our great opportunity. And that's just what this membership does for anybody. Nobody ever has been able to practice preventative maintenance in their legal life. That's what we all need to do in life. I was taught from birth, if you practice preventive maintenance in your life, you'll have a less time-consuming, a less costly, a less worrisome, sleepless night life than if you don't practice preventive maintenance. You've got to deal with problems immediately. You can't let them go. You've got to handle it. If you just perceive there's a problem, I can call my law firm. I can call. I can find out what are my rights, what do I do. Folks, this is a tool that everybody in our country in North America needs, as well as the ID theft situation. The ID theft situation is out of control. I've been telling the folks on our personal team calls that in all my years since 2003 of getting articles and keeping track of the ID theft world, I have never seen it at the level that it is today. It's out of hand. It's out of control. It's unbelievable. Everything from income tax, ID theft, people reporting income in your name, stealing your ID and committing crimes in your name, stealing your minor children's IDs, it's rampant. I had a really good friend just got his mail stolen. These things happen every day. I'm not saying this to put fear in everybody. It's just smart to be educated and know there's something you can do. And I always tell people that, you know what, if I have a problem, my wife has a problem, whether it's legal or identity theft in nature, my kids, my two grown adult kids have problems, their spouse has problems, with a snap of the finger, as quick as you can snap your finger, you know what to do about it. You know exactly who to call. You know who to go to get advice. Nobody else in the world has that ability, really. Think about it. To have 24/7 access, to have the ability, you know exactly what to do when a situation comes up. Nobody else has that. It's just an incredible tool. So having said that, what happened to me and what I continue to do to this very day is tell everybody. And the way I approach my business, I talk about the product most of the time, but that's not just that's not something you just have to do, but that's kind of how I do it. I always say if I can help people fall in love with the product, I can turn it entrepreneurial for them. And I've been sharing this opportunity with people since 1995, recruited a lot of people, and I've got a lot of people making a very nice income, from a part-time income, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, 70,000 a year, to the 100,000, 250, half a million dollar ring earners. We just had a new half a million dollar ring earner on our team, Mr. Jason Lavender. It's just incredible to see the opportunity work for so many people. It's such a good feeling that you can help other people. I heard from Mr. Stonecipher back in 1995, the first time I met him. He said, "Mark, if you can help people, you've got something," and that's what we do with our company, with our product. We help people, and that should be your goal, is to help people. And I couldn't agree with that more, and that's what my goal is to this very day. I want to help people. I'll just give you a little illustration. If any of you on the call watch TV ever, there's a show on every Friday night called Shark Tank, and I've done a little research on this show, just looking it up online, because I'm fascinated that they have tens of thousands of people lining up, filling out paperwork to get on that show. You know, just a small 0.some-odd% ever get a deal. But here's my point of bringing that up. everybody wants an opportunity. Why are those folks lining up to try to get money from some of these so-called sharks, these wealthy guys, wealthy ladies? Why are they doing that? They want an opportunity. They don't want to work 9 to 5. They don't want to do what they're doing in their career, whatever that might be. They want an opportunity. They want to work from home. They want a home-based business. They want to create a business that is their own and that they can have. What I've always helped people to see is that having this business, we call it a home-based business, but it's even more than that. But it's a business that pays you, and it pays you an override, pays you personally for any memberships you sell, pays you an override for the folks in your team, and it pays you a residual commission on the back end. And there's no inventory, no overhead, no personnel. It's just an incredible way to build and grow a business. And again, people like Ken Moore, 30-plus years, myself, almost 20 years. I could go on and on and on. It is just an incredible thing because of the product. Everybody needs the product. We just have to talk to people. And that's the key. It's an endless opportunity and endless marketing ability because there are so many people in our country. There's 7.5 million people in Harris County in Houston. I heard the lady on from Houston. Just Houston alone, all of us could go work Houston and never talk to the same person twice probably. It's just such a huge opportunity. And coming up, as I wind this up, Ken, coming up, I just got to tell you one other quick story. and when I first became an associate, one of my upline, a guy named Dave Savola, came to do a meeting for us, and I asked him what's one of the things I could do because I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be successful, man. I wanted to do well. And he was making a lot of money and in 1995, as he is to this very day. But I asked him, what's one of the things you can do? And he says, man, timing is everything. The T in life is timing. Timing is perfect because in about 2 weeks, we're going to have our national convention in Oklahoma City at the Marriott. This was 1995. He says, you've got to be there. It will change your business. It will change your life. And I balked at that. I said, I really didn't join, didn't become associate to have to go to some meeting somewhere in another state. I had never been to Oklahoma, didn't know where Oklahoma was, didn't know where Oklahoma City was, didn't have the money to go. I had bald tires in my car. One of the windows wouldn't roll up all the way. I can't go. And Dave Savola said, well, you asked me the question, I give you the answer, man. It might be hard to work with. Long story short, I went to the convention kind of skeptical, kind of against my will in a way. It was a one-day convention at that time. It was 600 people there that day. It was a small company back then. And I was there that day seeing all these great stories, all these great associates who had turned their lives around, who were doing things that I wanted to do. And I came back on fire, and I'm convinced, Ken, that's what helped me build and grow the business to what it is today, and help me have a lifetime residual income, as well as building new business and growing the business. And, I just can't think of anything not to like. It's just a marvelous thing. It was built on integrity from Mr. Stonecipher, and it's built on integrity today. And I just hope everybody will register, go to that convention, because it will change your life. And so with that, Ken, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
You know, Mark, I do remember that convention. If you'll remember one thing about that convention at the Marriott, the people staying there was James Garner, Ernest Borgnine, Sophie Loren, yeah. Clint Eastwood. They were all staying there at the hotel when we were there. Got to meet a lot of them. Found out Ernest Borgnine was one of the friendliest, nicest guys I ever met. And it changed your life. I'm glad to hear that because, 600 people for us that time, it was huge. I remember the first little convention we had. We had it at the country club, and we had, I can't really remember, maybe 60 people or so there. So, Mark, it's been a marvelous 20 years. It's going to be a greater 20 years in the future. I probably won't be around, but by all statistics, because 78, that'd be 98, but I'm going to shoot for it. But I know one thing will be around. My grandson, my son, my great-grandson will be carrying the tradition forward. And one thing I like, Mark, and I think you do, is we can leave a legacy for our family. I don't know if anything else can leave a legacy for a family like this. We can leave something that would just go on and go on and go on. And what other company would give all the trips that this company gives? You guys went to England. I know you, Randy, a bunch of you went to England, France, all over the country.
Cabo San Lucas.
That's right. That's right. I mean, all over. I've won a lot of those trips. I didn't go on the kind of health problems, but I'll tell you what, it's a great company. It's a great product. Anybody purchase a product, if they'll just use it, will never really pay a dime for it, because it will not only pay the money back, it'll pay them in excess. I thank you for being on the call. I'm going to turn to Randy. He may have something to say, or Jeremy. But Mark Brown, you know, our friendship's lasted a long time. I intend for it to go in the future, as I hope you do.
I really care about you guys. I appreciate it. I wouldn't trade the last 20 years for nothing. And Ken Moore did the first speech at the first group school I ever went to, and I'll never forget it.
Thank you, Mark. Randy?
Mr. Brown, this is Randy. If you got just a couple of more minutes, we got a few
sure.
executive directors may have a question or comment for you. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right, let's try the state of Alabama and Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, Mark, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on the call tonight. And when I was thinking about you and just years we've got, because I've got 15 years with the company coming up this May, and several things came to my mind. First of all, your availability, you were always available to me when you were working a lot of things at corporate headquarters. Also, I thought about your adaptability, because, you know, you've done a lot of things in 20 years. From being someone who owned a print shop, you know, from RVP, you've been very involved in the group and the ADRS arena, and even the co-CEO standpoint, and that led to the dependability aspect, because you've always exhibited class and dignity, all the dealings that I've had with you, and as you represented the company, your loyalty to our company and to our founder, Mr. Stone Cipher, and I've always appreciated you and the way your organization has exhibited class and dignity, and I count you as a friend, and thank you for taking time tonight, and it's great to hear, you know, as those of us that have been around a little longer than maybe some of the others on this call, whether it's 15 years like myself or 20 years like you or 30 years like Ken Moore, there's still that passion there, because, you know, it gets better and better every year, and I just thank you for your contributions to this call tonight, but also to the legacy of Legal Shield and what you've meant to the company through the years.
Well, same to you, Jimmy. Always one of the great people in the business. Always enjoyed working with you.
I enjoyed seeing you in Cabo a few weeks ago as well.
Hey, you bet.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's go out to South Carolina. Another top executive director, Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, are you on? Do we have Mr. Barkley in speaker mode tonight? All right, he may not be in speaker mode. Let's go up to Oklahoma and Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Mr. Peterman.
Well, Mr. Brown, we certainly appreciate you and, you know, appreciate your friendship. And I'll second what Mr. Moore and what Jimmy just said, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. The integrity with which you've operated over the period of time and your willingness to just be there and be fair and treat everyone equally, but, you know, the passion of the product and service that we have and offer, you know, that's how I got involved, was with the product and became a product of the product. And certainly we appreciate you and what you've done. And I don't know that I have a question so much as just we appreciate you and thank you for all you've done. And it's kind of like the Moore team that you said, the legacy and the integrity with which you with which Mr. Stone Cipher has put this thing together to begin with, and where we're going now with Rip and Alan and the vision for where they're going. It's just we're more excited now than we ever have. So we do appreciate you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, David. We may have time for one more. Mr. Damien Schieber, are you on speaker code?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Mr. Brown, I appreciate you so much. You know, I just got started back in the very tail end of 2008, and wasn't too long after that you were the co-CEO. And I remember having a chance to talk with you in Cancun about, you know, you're surprised at that, but, you know, I actually have a question for you, and that's you've not only done a lot of group business, you've built a large team, and you've built a large team that does group, but also some other things, and I know you are a million-dollar ring earner, which is impressive in its own right, but you have multiple ring earners on your team, and I know as an ED, looking to break more EDs in my organization, you know, and we've gotten a couple of people close, and we're on the verge of doing some great things in that way. I just am so excited, more so for them than I was for me, and I was hoping you might want to talk about what it felt like to break your first ring earner or to see Jason Lavender's success over the past couple of years. Was that more or less or the same as having your own success? So if you would speak about that for a minute. Thank you.
It's more when you have, you know, my whole thing when I started this business, I never dreamed in any kind of large numbers as far as money. You know, my goal was to make $1,000 a week. I thought if I could make $1,000 a week without inventory, overhead, and personnel, I would have died and gone to heaven. That was just the best thing ever. Because I had a building, I had some personnel, I had equipment, I had overhead, I had inventory, and I wanted to be able to do my own thing, so to speak. I wanted to basically work from home, if you want to call it that. I wanted to be able to have that freedom. I wanted to be able to build a residual income that you could leave to your family. So if something ever happened to me, you know, my wife, my kids, whatever, would have the access to it. But I never dreamed in any kind of really big money. I wasn't thinking of it that way. So I just kind of kept my head to the ground. And when I would get somebody in the business, I never told them what to do. I showed them what opportunities were available. And everybody kind of has their hot button, what they really like to do. And a lot of the folks I recruited that turned out to be folks that worked in the employee benefit, the group arena, they made that choice because they went to a group school and saw that that's something that hit their hot button. I had a lot of people, you know, that sold small business. I had a lot of people that were networkers, so to speak. They like to do the recruiting. That's basically what they do. I just was kind of like had something for everybody, and kind of help them go whatever way they wanted to go and supported them. And when I broke the first ED, I'll never forget it. And when that was a big deal, just to break your first ED. But when I had my first $100,000 ring earner, that was just unbelievable because you feel like, you know, I don't take the credit for it, but you do feel like you had a hand in helping these people have this success, because if you hadn't shown them the business, they wouldn't be here. And it is just an incredible feeling. And the more folks you have becoming successful, you know, I was hoping they would get the ring before I did. The more success you have on your team and organization, the more success you have. And it's just about, like Harlan Stonecipher used to say, it's just about helping people. And so it's been an incredible opportunity to do that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schieber, for those that question, those comments. I want to thank all of our executive directors tonight. But, Mr. Brown, this is Randy again. I want to thank you so much for being the friend of our team and being such a great leader in Legal Shield and all the great success that you and your family have now. You definitely deserve. So with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore. Again, thank you, Mr. Mark Brown, for being on our call.
And let me just say one other thing. I practice what I preach. I'll see everybody in Oklahoma. I mean, I'm sorry. In Las Vegas.
Good shot, Mark.
I'm still thinking.
Me too.
Las Vegas. Trust me.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, I'm going to be checking in the morning and see how many more signed up for the breakout, because we are a team. The more we work together, the more successful we are together, the more fun we can have together, but the more people we can help together. So saying all that, we'll thank you for everyone that contributed tonight, and you did contribute just by being on the call. So I'd like to say that Mr. Brian Crothers will be our guest speaker next Monday night. Talk to Brian today. You know, he put out a new book lately. It's a great, great book. But he really is getting excited. He just finished a meeting for the Coins and the Larry Kings and them. They both told me he did a tremendous job for him. So I'm looking forward. And Tony Barkley said he did a tremendous job at the meeting they just went to the other day. So I'm looking forward to that next Monday night. You be there. I'll be there. Randy be there. Jeremy be there. All the people be there. God bless you. Keep putting God first, your family second. Let's put this business third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.